Well, tonight in Reading, a team of injured troops will be going karting in a Le Mans-style race. Extraordinary achievement for the team of forces, who all of whom experienced some horrible trauma and many have lost limbs in their process. The first time a team event has been tried like this, and they'll be driving specially adapted go-karts designed by Dave Player from Newbury. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good evening.
Looking forward to it tonight?
Absolutely. We're here now. We're all ready to go.
Oh, how fabulous. This is your idea. Why did you want to do it?
Well, to get lads involved in karting, you can't use the normal karts. They've got steering wheels and pedals. So a lot of the lads have lost limbs, especially legs, some as bad as triple amputees, losing both legs and an arm. So I've designed these hand controls that will fit on any cart and allow carts to be driven with one hand or two hands. And that means that a lot of these injured troops can race against non-injured drivers, which is what we're doing tonight.
Okay, so this is your idea. You've now it's all working. Everything seems to be okay. The thing is that karting is one of those. It's quite a scary thing, isn't it? I mean, they move at quite a pace, don't they?
They do, yeah. So we have we have three levels of karting. Introductory sort of events where lads come along and try it for the first time. And these are at indoor events, so carts go up to 40 miles an hour. And then we'll step up and we'll start going to enter events at outdoor tracks. And then the next level up, we want to buy two competition carts. So then we can start entering, everyday mainstream karting competitions and race against non-injured drivers and compete on a totally level playing field.
Yes, it would be. I mean, you're ex-army yourself. You're a wheelchair user yourself, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I was in the army for 5 years. I'm now in a wheelchair, yeah.
Had you done karting before?
No. It's just something that I actually haven't done any karting myself. I didn't set this up for my own pleasure. Just an idea I had, and being an ex-Royal Engineer, I used my engineering skills and designed these hand controls.
Do you know what? I love that when someone has an idea and then people like you come along and actually do it. Because a lot of people have ideas and never do it. I'm a bit like that. I've come up with an idea and never... But you've actually gone and done it. And actually, it's going to make a huge difference to a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, because the knock-on effect is that all the tracks we go to that have that end up buying they have to buy all the equipment for the hand controls, then the carts are then open and available for disabled.